In this bulletin, New South Wales experiences the worst flooding in decades. Flooding delays the delivery of coronavirus vaccines to some clinics. And in football, both Leicester and Chelsea progress to the FA Cup semi-finals. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Thousands of people have evacuated on the New South Wales mid-north coast and in Sydney's west as heavy rain lashes down on the state. The State Emergency Service is warning the severe weather is not slowing down and already saturated areas are at risk of flash flooding. Port Macquarie has recorded more than 80 millimetres, while some New South Wales towns have had power and water cut off. Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says it's fortunate no one has lost their life because of how many rescues crews have done. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's a challenging time for the state and many have already lived through other natural disasters.
This is a very dangerous situation and it shouldn't be a she'll be right sort of attitude to this. We've all got a responsibility to play in this, not just emergency service personnel, but each and every one of us. You should have a plan.
Australia's medical officials say 6 million people will now be eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccine, but many clinics won't be open for delivery. The next phase of Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout starts today, but heavy rain and flooding are disrupting the process. Health officials say they're waiting to find out how many practices will be affected this week. In overseas news, European health officials are working to address a shortage of hospital beds as the number of coronavirus patients in need of intensive care rises in Eastern Europe. On Sunday, Romania recorded its highest number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care since the coronavirus pandemic started. Despite the pressure of the healthcare system, the Romanian government doesn't want to enforce another period of national lockdown. Turkey is also experiencing an increase of infections with COVID-19 cases up 41% in Istanbul since last week. The mother of the only Australian victim of last year's Beirut blast is calling on the Australian government to press for an international transparent inquiry into the cause of the explosion. Sarah Copeland lost her two-year-old child, Isaac, in the blast last August that killed more than 200 people while she was working for the United Nations. She told SBS Arabic 24 that she expects the Australian government to press for an international investigation into the blast. Ms. Copeland says the Lebanese government has disrupted and postponed its own inquiry into the explosion more than once.
What I expect from the Australian government is to recognise that an Australian citizen died in this massacre, and to stand up and say, hold the government the Lebanese government to account with its investigation. And the investigation has been subject to so many delays and political interference, and it's going nowhere.
The lower house of federal parliament will consider whether to support a royal commission into the suicides of defence personnel and veterans this week. Last week, coalition senators voted with the Greens, Independents and Labor to establish a royal commission. The federal government is hoping the lower house will overturn the motion from the Senate to hold the inquiry because it wants to develop a national veterans suicide prevention commission. National's MP Barnaby Joyce says the government needs to listen to the families of ex-servicemen and women who have lost loved ones.
It's only the executive that can actually call a royal commission. You can have all the motions in the world. It's the executive that will call a royal commission or otherwise. And I don't want to provoke the executive and make it a challenge that they believe that they're not running the show. I know how politics works.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the coalition won't oppose a motion, but he's emphasising a more permanent plan is needed rather than a short-term royal commission. And listeners seeking mental health support can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Let's move to football now, and Leicester is entering its first FA Cup final in almost 40 years after pulling off a win against Manchester United. It was Leicester's second win over United in more than two decades. The Europa League is now United's only likely chance of a trophy this season, with Manchester City unlikely to be caught in the Premier League. Chelsea beat Sheffield United 2-0 in their quarter-final on Sunday, and now they will try to disrupt Manchester City's bid. The semi-finals will be held at Wembley in April. Let's look at the weather now across the country. In Perth, it's sunny and 28, much the same for Adelaide, where it's 29. A couple of showers in Melbourne, 25. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, where it's 25 degrees as well. It's 17 in Canberra, where there's rain. In Wollongong, rain with possible heavy falls, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 20. Rain at times for Brisbane, 26. It's partly cloudy in Cairns, 32. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, where it's 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom.